What has caused me to think these thoughts? You know what the season we're about to enter? I know we call it Thanksgiving season, and we Christmas season, holiday season. But in the commercial world, this is black season. You know, Black Friday. You know what Black Friday symbolizes, right? Many companies have operated in the red. They are still not yet making a profit. And this season, till right now, then this season comes along and they start to sell all their items that they convince us we need. And they can actually end the year in the black, beginning with their sales. And so you know what it causes us to do this time of year? You know, every company is setting their new product out there for us. The new cars are coming because 2020 here and the new models are here. And what are all the manufacturers wanting us to do? Look at this feature here. Look at this. And if y'all are waiting for that, don't wait for that. It's not going to be there. I didn't have time to do that, so no pictures today. And maybe one day I'll go back and give you these in pictures because I think it would be fun to do that. But, you know, I mean, it's just like when someone is, you're looking to buy a house or you're going to buy a house. What are they going to show you? They're going to take you to the house and show you all the features, right? All the features of the living room and the entrance and the kitchen and the bedroom and the bathroom. And they're just going to, and because what do they want you to do? They want you to see it and anticipate your being able to live there and enjoy it. Well, you know what? I want to take us on a little trip through the Lord, what the Lord has to offer. Okay? What the Lord, let's say the Lord is going to make a house for us. He's putting his house on the market. Okay? I'm going to start there and come back. He made this house. And just so you know, the largest building in the world is the Boeing factory in Everett, Washington. It is 4,280,000 square feet. 4,280,000 square feet. You know that in the state of Texas is 7.5 trillion square feet. And did you know that the state of Texas is only 7.5% of the United States? Because the square miles in the U.S. are 3,531,905 square miles. Just the U.S. alone. Do you know how big God's house is? How large his property is? Because it's his house. He made it. And you know what some of the amenities of this house are? He has his own heating and air system. It's amazing. You can get all four climates in the same property. And they are self-regulating. You don't have to turn on any switches. He provides all the water at no charge. He provides all the electricity and light at no charge. He gives you so much space that you can expand throughout your whole property and develop your whole property, and you have to ask for no permits. Whatever you can envision, you're allowed to do in this property. You get all the mineral rights are given to you. And he has, in his house, he has completely provided every single thing you need conceivable for your life from beginning to end in his house. That's what he's done. He's provided for us an atmosphere that we breathe. How rare is it in his house compared to the other house? Have you seen some of the other houses in the solar system? Are any of them inhabitable? No. This house is especially made for your own breathing necessities. Just for you. His house comes with a system designed to sustain you and your life from beginning to end. That's his house. Now, including with your property, you know, most times when we're buying a property, we're going to be considered what the utility bills are, right? Okay, when you consider the Lord provides His light and power at no cost to you. Now, I know you're thinking, but we have to pay. Not at God's house. Who does that? Men do that. God's house and His provisions are free. They were made free and given free to be used according to your needs. Let's look at this one aspect, day. Most of you know how many hours are in our day? 24. We have a neighbor and it's interesting, just about the same distance, not much distance, our small satellite, the moon out there by us, the moon and the earth are almost the same distance from the sun. But do you realize that day on the moon is not quite the same as day on the earth? You know how long it takes if you're standing on the moon and you saw the sun rise, go all the way across the horizon and set, do you know how long it would take? 27 and a half earth days. 27 and a half days. Now, that's 655 hours from sun up to sunset. Now, that's a lot of heat. Can you imagine if it stayed 12 o'clock here in Texas in the summer for a whole day? 2 days? 3 days? 4 days? How hot do you think it gets there on the moon midday? Try 260 degrees Fahrenheit. Water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. What about night? Well, if day lasts 27 and a half hours, well, then night lasts, right? 27 and a half hours too. How cold do you think it gets on the moon in the middle of the night? Minus 280 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, why is there such a big difference between that house and this house? You know, you compare houses, right? You compare. Why do you think? Why is there such a difference in the house of the moon and the house of the earth? Well, what causes the difference? With how fast we spin. The moon's hardly spinning. Not fast. Does anybody know how fast the earth is spinning at the equator? 1,000 miles per hour. Well, if the earth is, and up here where we are in Texas, and we're not right at the, about 700 to 800 miles an hour is how fast we're going, because we're not at the widest point. So we're not quite going quite as fast. Now, if right now you and I are moving at 1,000 miles per hour, how come we don't feel it? Okay, right. Because this podium, the seat you're sitting on, these lights, all the trees, the street, is all moving at 1,000 miles an hour with you. When you're in an airplane and you close your eyes and you go to sleep, do you feel like you're moving? No, but you're moving 400 to 500 miles an hour. The reason you're aware of how fast you go, my wife is very aware of how fast I go when she rides with me, because she looks at everything. If she would just close her eyes and stay asleep, she'd never feel anything. For some reason, she thinks I'm a bad driver. It's just because she keeps her eyes open. That is the only reason. I try to tell her we're about to get into traffic. Go to sleep. Take a nap. You know, just. So God's house is moving. And it's interesting. He has placed it at a perfect distance from His own nuclear reactor. You know, in Missouri, out there where we burn wood, they build these things called a hardy wood stove. And you can fill this thing with wood, and it pumps the heat from the wood into the house, and it warms your house. And it's standing right outside so that and it's less danger for the house to catch on fire. Well, God has provided his own nuclear power plant for his house. It's pretty powerful, so he had to put it 92 million miles over there. But even then, it's so powerful that if he didn't provide a magnetic field for his house, the solar wind, do you realize that the sun is so powerful it emits a wind, a solar wind, and it's so strong that without a magnetic field to deflect the solar wind around the earth, the solar wind would rip the atmosphere right off the earth. Rip it right off. But God designed his house so that it has constant protection from solar wind. And the perfect distance to give us the right amount of heat and the right amount of... Some of us don't think it's the right amount of heat in the middle of the summer, but it is the right amount of heat. And you know what he's provided? I mean, now you don't have to worry about this in the city, but if you go house shopping in the country, one of the first things you find out is whether the house is on city water or whether it has a well. There is a difference, you know. God's house has his own well. There's a lot of water on the earth. What percentage of the earth is water? 70 to 75% of the earth is water. Anybody want to give a guess what percentage of that is called usable water or fresh water? Less than half of 1%. Less than half of 1% is fresh water. And yet in his house, it's just enough. Because you know, his house is so big, there's already 7 billion people living in it. And everyone still has a bathroom, and everyone can still take a shower. Everyone can still get a drink of water. You may have to wait a minute to take a turn, but his well doesn't run out. And his plumbing system is so good, it is operated, for as we know, from the time we can count back 7,000 to 8,000 years without a glitch. That's a lot of water. He's provided a lot of water. Let's talk about another house. That's the physical house. Let's talk about a house that we call it the house of our body. Your body. If you think about that, let's say God's going to sell you something. Because, you know, we love this new gadget, right? This new car, all the features. Bluetooth. GPS. OnStar. I mean, you know, they go through and they brag about their features. You know, if God wanted to brag about his feature, let's say, you know, God is the one who manufactured this human body, right? What would he list his features as? It's got 100,000 miles of blood vessels. Did you know there's 100,000 miles of blood vessels in your body? You know, you could wrap the entire earth with the blood vessels in your body 2.5 times. And blood is pumped through that 100,000 miles of blood vessels by this muscle. This muscle that's called the heart. Let's see. The average person's heart beats 60 to 80 times a minute, right? This muscle. Pumping blood through 100,000 miles of blood vessels. Let's see. That's 4,800 times every hour. That's 115,200 times a day. That's 42 million times a year. And in a lifetime, your heart has beat over 3 billion times. Tell me what company has made anything that lasts that long. Anything that's made that long. No one compares. There's just no comparison. Do you know that not only does your body have that many blood vessels, He has designed our bodies so that if one gets blocked, the body will actually produce another. Create another. And He's designed it if there was some need to cut one, as long as you join the ends back together, you know what they'll do? They will rejoin and seal themselves as long as they make contact. Tell me that there's a company that makes a product that if it gets broken, you can just put it back together and it'll fix itself. None. No one has that feature. No one has come up with the ability to make something with that feature. What about the brain? You know, details are important, right? All the little details. Companies love to tell you all the little details. You know, if you go online, if you're an online shopper, sorry for you older people, you don't do that probably too. I shouldn't be stereotyped. Maybe some of you do. Not too many of you. But if you are an online shopper, you know what you can do? You can click on a product and down below, all the specifications come, right? All the specifications. Let's say that God wanted to put forth His specifications on the brain. Here's the specs on the brain. You know what the brain is composed of? 85 billion neural cells. 85 billion neural cells is what the brain's. And this is a hard number for me to conceive. And there are 150 trillion synapses. You know what a synapsis is? It's a connection. So there is 85 billion neuron cells, and those cells have 150 trillion connections. So you know what God has designed in your brain? Your brain has its own universe.
Amen.
That's more cells than all the stars in the Milky Way. Inside your head. And it's designed. Not only does it work, it doesn't work on batteries, but it's electric. You don't have to plug it in, but it's electric. And there's no on and off switch. We wish there were for some people, but there's no on and off switch. Because even when you go to sleep, all it is it's put in sleep mode. It's still working. And can you imagine that? All that's going on inside your body and your brain. Now, get this. Each neuron, each little cell, each of those 85 billion neuron cells operates about on 100 millivolts. Because, you're electric. You realize you're an electrical, a little gadget. You're a gadget. You're an electrical gadget. That's what God made the body. And each of those cells only takes, even though there's 85 billion of them, each one only takes 100 millivolts. So you know how many watts you use a day? You talk about being efficient. We talk about wattage. How many watts does this refrigerator use in a year? This refrigerator will only cost you so much, or this will save you so much per year, your annual cost. You know how many watts your body uses in a day? 23 watts. You mean you can do all that you can do? We can do all that we can do. And God has designed it where we hardly use any energy to do so. Isn't that incredible? Tell me that there is an electronic company anywhere that has made anything similar. Show me a product on the market that you would even be willing to stand in comparison to God's gadget. You know that God has designed electricity in us, in our electric body, to operate different than almost anywhere else in the universe. You know, electricity travels at 96% the speed of light. 96% the speed of light is how fast electricity travels. But our bodies, I think that would kind of mess us up if electricity was going through us at 90, almost the speed of light. So it didn't happen. God has designed our electrical system where the electrical charges move through our body at 390 feet per second. 390 feet per second. Right there. Just about perfect. I can touch something here and right there at my brain. That's all it needs to be that fast. And he's designed it perfectly to do that. They say that the speed of the signal is actually about 3 miles per hour. That's it. That's not too bad, is it? In this head, in this body, is something called your eye. Can I read you something about the... You know, we've heard this incredible teaching that these brilliant scientists have come up that everything I'm describing, by the way, according to some of the most educated men, just happened by non-directed, random, just kind of evolved. It took billions and billions and billions of years, but it just kind of one accident, one bump, one drop, one shove, one push, moved to another, and then here we are. You know who the person that's responsible for that theory of evolution? What was his name?
Charles Darwin.
Even though he lived in a time where he didn't know near as much about the eye as we're able to know now, listen to what Charles Darwin said about the eye. To suppose that the eye, with all its inimitable contrivances for adjusting the focus to different distances, for admitting different amounts of light, and for the correction of spherical and chromatic aberration, could have been formed by natural selection seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest degree possible. So what he didn't know near as much about the human eye as we know now, and he considered what he knew to be absolutely absurd to think it just happened and it wasn't designed. Let's look at the designer. If God's the designer, can he be proud of what he makes? Aren't they pondered by all who delight in them? Aren't his works majestic? Aren't they to be pondered by all who delight in them? Ponder this. You know, your eye has 6 million cone cells and 90 million rod cells to allow light in and to absorb light and to protect that ability for light to come in. God has designed windows. You know what we call God's windows? What are God's windows?
Eyelids.
You know, God has designed, you don't have to open those. They're both involuntary and voluntary. Isn't that a pretty amazing feature for a window? If you want to shut them, you can close them. If you want to open them, you can open them. But if you don't, if they're on automatic mode, they're going to open and close themselves about 20 times a minute. And you know how fast it takes them to do that? 300th to 400th of a millisecond. See, if you blink 20 times a minute, that's 1,200 times per hour, that's 28,000 times a day, that's 4,200,000 times a year. How many windows in your home or your car could you open that many times and expect them to still work? And tell me of a window you know anywhere that opens in 300th to 400th of a millisecond. It's amazing. And this process called the eye, he's designed that it needs moisture because it's exposed to the element. But did you know that the design of the eye, it's not just one type of moisture, it's two? There are two ducts that produce moisture in the eye. It's an amazing design. One you're familiar with. What's the one duct everybody knows about? The Tear duct, that's right. And it's interesting. God has even has his own internal plumbing for the eye. It's got drains right in the corner. Where does it drain? In your nose. That's why we have tissue when someone gets emotional. Their nose starts running. Because the drains are working. But there's another duct. Because the water in the eye is what protects it from drying out. And it's these cells, these are living cells that are absorbing light. And they need protection. And the water is there to protect them. But if there were not another material, if there were not another liquid there, the water would evaporate too soon. So there's another duct there. It's called an oil duct. And there's literally, over the layer of water, God has designed a layer of oil that keeps the tears from drying out too fast. It's incredible. Tell me that there's a company on the earth with the ability to make any such thing. Anything that works like that. And you know what's happening, right? Now, let's say you want to make a picture and send it somewhere. We have the ability to do that. You can take a picture on your phone and you can send it to, you can go online even if you want to. You can send it to CVS or Walgreens or Walmart or Target. And what do they have there? They have, what do they call it? A photo center. God has designed, you have your own photo center in your head. Tell me of a company that has built a photo center small enough to fit in your head and walk around with it. Have you seen the size of those things that have to turn a digital image into a picture? Have you seen the size of it? Your eye turns an image into a picture millions of times a day. Tell me there's a photo center operating on the earth with that much production. No, nothing compares to what God has made. Nothing compares to what God has made. Do you get my point? Do you get my point? I hope so. And yet, why would God do all of this and make something so fantastic and charge nothing? It's absolutely free. What does he want? What does he want? We know why companies make their product. They want you to use them so that they can make a profit. What's God looking for? What does he want? Maybe he wants us to recognize, like other companies want, how awesome the manufacturer is. You see? He wants you to stand in awe that there is a being capable of producing what you take for granted every single... That's incredible. That God could make something so efficient. So efficient. That you can take it for granted that it's going to operate. You know why you can look forward and wake up tomorrow or even this evening? You know, we know what's going to happen this evening. The sun's going to go down. You know why? Because when God made our yard, he designed it in a way that it wouldn't change. It's so reliable. You can predict what will happen tomorrow morning. You can put a timer on it. And within milliseconds, it will be exactly as he made it. And you know when he made it? Thousands of years ago. It's still in perfect working order. You tell me. Tell me where you're going to find someone on the earth that makes anything. There's just no comparison. There's no comparison. And I know I need to wrap this up. Let me wrap it up in this way. And what's incredible that we're talking about this, I want you to ask, you know, the Bible says it, and Paul, this is what the New Testament says. Paul said, by faith we understand. Actually, the writer of Hebrews said it. I don't know that it was Paul. The writer of Hebrews says, by faith we understand that God made the universe. I can't explain it all. But I am not believing that just something happened somewhere back, way back where, billions and billions and billions of years ago, and no one can explain anything about it, but just billions and billions and billions and billions of random chance events, and here we are. Here we are. No, I can't believe that. But, you know, I remember reading where it said that in 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth. And that the last thing he created before he rested. Remember, what was the last thing he created before he rested? Man. And he had made all the other animals, but man, he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And I want you to tell me how many animals you know that could be even having this discussion. Tell me how many chimpanzees have studied the human body and can sit up here and tell us what we're made of. Tell me that there's another animal. I know animals are smart. They can use tools. I've seen a chimpanzee hold a stick and stick it in an anthill and pull out, and there's ants on it. They're intelligent. Have you ever seen a non-human perform surgery? The Bible says God made man to rule over all the animals. I see it. I see evidence of it. I believe the Lord created the heavens and the earth. And I believe he created it to display his glory. Amen. And his wisdom. Amen. And his understanding and his ability. And I believe he is worthy to be given credit. And I don't believe I don't believe all of mankind put together from the beginning to end can hold a candle. And who in the world is mankind to be judging whether there's a God or not? If he didn't make a brain, they couldn't judge anything. Listen, in this season of gadgetry, when all the companies are rolling out their features, why don't we spend some time studying what God has done and see if you're not impressed? See if you're not in awe. I want to sing a song. I'm going to ask my dad and Eli and Ken to come up forward, because we're going to sing a song. And it's going to sing How Great Thou Art. Sam, can you find us How Great Thou Art on there? And I just want you to, we can sing sitting quietly. The reason I'm having him come forward is because I heard through the grapevine that there are some people who want to join the church. And I want to give you this opportunity, if you want to join the church, to come and meet with one of these men here and let them know. Or if you want to give your life to Christ, if you're not a Christian and you want to be introduced into a relationship with God the Father, who the most incredible master builder technician of all time. But I want the rest of us to quietly sing, Oh Lord, my God, when I, in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I just want us to sing that and think about it, all right?